Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. Serious guitar player, Carlos. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Galen Institute. Galen, G-A-L-E-N, galen.org is her website. That's the website where you can find out all you need to know about healthcare public policy, especially if you want it done the right way. Grace Marie, thank you very much for staying with us. Talk to us now about an issue that's been in the public eye quite a bit lately. The Congress was made to comply with Obamacare, and all the staffers were specifically included in Obamacare. Now they're complaining about wanting out. The IRS, I'm not sure whether they were ever in, but they don't want it. The unions who backed all of these, who backed Obamacare to the full extent, put millions of dollars behind getting the president reelected so it could be elected and reelected so that Obamacare could be put in. Now they don't want to lose their Cadillac programs. 93% of federal employees say they don't want Obamacare. So we know it's falling apart, but I'd like you to tell us who in the government is going to have to comply with the same Obamacare rules as small business owners, and who isn't?
Right now, nobody, because even though the law says that members of Congress and their personal staff had to get their health coverage through the exchanges. This was something that Chuck Grassley, senator from Iowa, put in at the last minute saying, if this is good enough for the American people, it ought to be good enough for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so he put that in at the last minute. And for the last 3 years, members of Congress and their staff have been wringing their hands thinking, oh, my goodness, because who knows most about this law?
Right.
Members of Congress and their staff, as much as anybody's ever read it, mm-hmm. up there. And they're the ones who have been sweating over having to be included in these exchanges. Now, granted that they will lose their employer contribution toward their health insurance, which is a generous 75% of the cost of the policy. That's what they're worried about, as well as having to get their coverage through the exchanges. But the Office of Personnel Management, which is basically the personnel office for the federal government, was directed by the president to basically say, don't worry about it. You're going to still be able to keep your subsidies, even if you have to get your coverage.
Isn't that a violation of the law?
It is a violation of the law. One of many, Jim, in which the administration is just rewriting the law for its own convenience.
Including extending the employer's a mandate for a year.
Yes, the mandate, it very specifically says in the law that this mandate has to take effect for employers on January 1, 2014, and they'd sit out and get another blog post saying, oh, well, that's just going to be too hard. People aren't ready. We'll just make that 2015. The Supreme Court was the first one to rewrite the law, saying that the individual mandate was a tax and by saying Medicaid expansion was optional for the states, and now the administration is time after time changing the statute for its own convenience. The law that they are implementing never would have passed, Jim.
Right. If it had all these things, if it, yeah, I agree.
Never would have gotten passed.
That's right. So, all right, let's go back to the question, though. I want to go one by one. Congress has already been deemed to receive their subsidies under the federal employee health benefits plan. So they're going to be made whole in the exchanges. What about by fiat by the president's edict? What about the agencies? What about all the agencies? The health HHS and education and transportation commerce. What about those guys?
They're all fat and happy. They continue to get their health insurance.
They were never part of Obamacare, were they?
They were never part of it. And the IRS, though, is going to be a big part of Obamacare with its 46 new powers to enforce and rule over
this.
No, they're not subject to Obamacare, and they're scared to death that Congress is going to pass a law saying that the IRS has to be subject to
Obamacare. What about the president? Will the president of the United States have to have Obamacare?
So the president of the United States, who, by the way, has a personal army of physicians who travel with him all the time.
As they should.
He'd be fine to get his coverage through the exchange. Well, his coverage through the exchange would look a lot different than ours. But ask his White House staff if they'd like to get
what about the staff
coverage. No.
So you're saying that based on the recent edict by the president saying Congress will continue to get their employee health benefit subsidies, which are significant, 10,000 staffers and 500-something members of Congress, you're saying that counting them, no federal government employees are going to be subjected to Obamacare.
That's right.
As it stands right now.
Yeah, the members of Congress now, as it stands, are going to have to get their coverage through exchanges, and it's not clear what that means, whether or not that means through the District of Columbia or whether.
Wait a minute. So they will have to go through exchanges?
They still have to get their exchanges, but they get their huge subsidy.
So you said all the members of the government will still have to go through the exchanges, which will only be Congress.
The rest of the government's fine. 9 million federal employees, nothing changes for them.
They will keep
10,000 members of Congress.
Congress will have to go through exchanges, but they'll keep their subsidies. But other members of the government will not even. It'll be like Obamacare never existed for them.
Right.
What's wrong with that picture?
When Americans all over the country are saying this is going to put us out of business.
We don't want
this. I can't afford it.
93% of small business owners do not want Obamacare. Folks,
they're smart.
Folks, I don't know what country we're living in, but it doesn't resemble the America that I grew up in. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with Grace Marie Turner. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.